Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has just 3 days left in office. One of the issues that will define his legacy is Chicago's gun violence. A WBEZ analysis shows that as Emanuel leaves office, Chicago has about the same number of shootings per year as it did when he took over. But where much of the violence is concentrated has shifted. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
It's August 2012. Emanuel has been mayor of Chicago for a little over a year, and he's holding a press conference. Chicago's homicide rate is rising. By the end of this year, the city will record more than 500 murders, a milestone many Chicagoans thought was firmly in the rearview mirror. But at this 2012 press conference, Emanuel tries to focus on the positive. He points out a recent reduction in homicides in the South Side neighborhood of Inglewood.
Now, I don't think in my time we would have ever said in Inglewood it would be one of the parts of the city leading in the reduction of homicides in the city as a whole. So I said when we studied it, we analyzed it, we're going to now replicate that in other parts of the city.
8 years after he took office, the city is still trying to figure out how to take short-term pockets of success, like the one Emanuel boasted about back in 2012, and turn them into long-term citywide improvement. In 2012, Emanuel's first full year as mayor, there were about 2,380 shootings and murders in Chicago. Last year, in Emanuel's final full year in office, there were about 2,380 shootings and murders in Chicago. The total number is almost exactly the same, but if you plot those shootings out on a map, a startling change is visible. During Emanuel's time, the west side of Chicago has seen a big increase in shootings, and the south side has had some major reductions. I took that map to Southside Alderman Raymond Lopez.
This is Western.
A lot of the successes are concentrated in Lopez's part of town.
No, I'm just trying to identify which beats.
Lopez represents the 15th Ward, an oddly shaped ward that covers part of Back of the Yards and Inglewood on the south side.
There is a very noticeable difference in the atmosphere in my communities just in the last 4 years alone. The fact that in Back of the Yards, for the first time in almost a decade, you can walk around at 8:30 at night without fear of being gunned down is a beautiful thing.
A University of Chicago study credits some of the improvements to new police technology implemented in Inglewood in 2017.
Technology is great, but at the end of the day, having an open dialogue was instrumental in ensuring the peace and tranquility in this neighborhood.
That new technology that made such a difference in Inglewood has been rolled out citywide, but it hasn't had the same effect everywhere.
Good evening or good afternoon.
On Chicago's west side, at the beginning of this month, a group of kids, parents, ministers, and police officers gathered to announce the expansion of a youth police baseball league.
This baseball league is going to go from Kedzie to Austin, North Avenue to Roosevelt. You know how many troubled children we just have in those boundaries.
That's Austin Police District Commander Ernest Cato. And that chunk of the west side he just described, it's become the center of gun violence under Mayor Emanuel. When Emanuel took office, three of the four most violent police districts were on the city's south side. Now, as he departs, three of the four most violent districts are on the west side of the city. The baseball announcement was made at Benjamin Franklin Park near Roosevelt and Pulaski. The police beat that has the park in it, it's averaging almost three times as many shootings and murders now than at the start of the decade. And the residents can feel it.
The west side wasn't known for shooting and all the killing, but then it started happening over here, and it really surprised me because my little brother and them couldn't come outside no more or nothing. And, like, my mama always just thinking about moving, and, like, I don't want her to move.
18-year-old Elijah Blizzard lives near the park. He's a senior in high school and a volunteer assistant coach in the baseball league.
It just get crazy about a day.
Well, I have to beg to differ with that, first of all. If you look at the 15th District, which is on the west side of Chicago, you'll see double-digit decreases in homicides and shootings.
This is Commander Cato again, and he says the long-term averages don't give an accurate view of what's going on the west side right now. You probably know, but as a reminder, in 2016, Chicago saw its worst violence in decades. Almost every part of the city suffered a huge spike in shootings and murders. Since then, the violence level has been dropping back down.
We're definitely on the right path. You know, everything takes time. You know, this isn't a sprint. This is definitely a marathon.
Researchers still don't know why the 2016 surge happened, but we do know it hit the west side, that area west of Kedzie, between North and Roosevelt, especially hard. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says that's why the long-term trends look so bad in that part of town. Johnson says there was so much bloodshed on the west side in 2016.
That it appears that it's coming down slower, but it is coming down. But I think we just have to continue to work at it, continue to partner with community groups over there, and just continue the work that we're doing. You know, we're not happy or satisfied with where we are, but we've certainly seen some reductions.
But no matter how you look at it, there's no question there are more shootings happening on the west side now than when Emanuel took office. Why is that? I took that question to Max Kapustin, the economist who studied the impact of police technology in Inglewood.
I'm a research director at the University of Chicago Crime and Education Labs.
Kapustin says the data reflect what residents are feeling. The West Side is not recovering as quickly from the 2016 shooting surge as other parts of the city.
Violence spiked in 2016, and then it's gone down about 15% or so for the 2 years after that. That 15% was not shared equally across the South and West Sides, I think, is a very important point.
But Kapustin points out the data doesn't tell us why that is.
Just because it's the West Side doesn't immediately lend itself to an answer.
I asked Emanuel's office what they make of the gun violence trends and the overall lack of progress. In a statement, a spokesman for the mayor said since day one, Emanuel's been clear-eyed about the city's public safety challenges and strategies to combat violence. But he said a lot was outside of the mayor's control, like gun laws in other states and decisions by county prosecutors. So I asked Kapustin, how much can a mayor control when it comes to shootings and murders?
The mayor is not omnipotent. No mayor is. But I think what city government generally can do is quite a lot.
Kapustin says the mayor is over a number of agencies that have a big influence on gun violence and billion-dollar budgets to work with.
If those agencies and city government more broadly focuses their considerable resources on strategies and interventions that have evidence behind them that they actually do reduce violence, it could do a tremendous amount of good.
After 8 years at the helm, there's no evidence Mayor Emanuel had any impact on Chicago gun violence. Things may not be worse, but they are definitely not better. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.